Hello, DJ Woo-Kit.
How you doing?
Now, I just want to say thank you so much for allowing me to get a chance to interview you. I mean, it's just like an honor because you're such a legendary DJ.
That's all right. Well, you know, I'm okay. I'm a cool guy. I'm regular. I'm Haitian. Caribbean. I got no shoes on. I'm okay.
I'm so mad you said I'm regular. I'm Haitian. I'm so mad at you for that. Now, my show that I have, which is on right now, which you're talking on, is a show called The Go Get a Mix, where I feature local DJs and I give them an opportunity to get on and mix because, you know, they're not necessarily on the radio. They're club DJs.
Oh, that's cool.
So I just
have a lot of those kind of DJs on my Shadyville DJ team. I have like a whole bunch of them. You don't necessarily need to be on radio, but if you run your city, run the streets, you could be down. But, you know, you just got to have proof of you running it. You know, but it's all good.
That's what's up. You know, exactly. When did you get started DJing?
I started DJing when I was 16 or 17 as a hobby, which was like 23 years ago. I don't know. Kelly. Somebody.
You're not that old. You're not that old. Stop it. Now, I just want you to give some advice to my DJs that I have, so, you know, so they'll be able to, you know, like you said, they run their city, but how can they be able to get on that platform that you're on where you could be in multiple cities and reach many people, not just in a club, but also through radio airwaves?
Basically, you just got to find anybody that's politically running anything, like as far as like studios where you would find out where artists would be working at and doing their album, you know, meet them, just start like some form of relationship, because if you don't know any artists, it's going to be kind of difficult to get your name out there, because sometimes artists will even big up your name depending on, you know, what they saw in you or what did for them, or, and then it's also good to even be up on whoever might be the next big thing. You're like well into their history, like they'll just keep picking you up. Me, I've always been like, you know, searching for who's the next guy, and then hanging with like Wiz Khalifa, Mac Miller, and Pusha T, and all these guys from like even when they were young, and now they're huge or they're growing. Is, you know, they pick me up, they come to my show, you form a relationship. So you just gotta like figure out who you want to do a relationship with. But if you feel like there's no artist in your town, start somewhere or somehow find your way to New York and get your contacts. You know, like linking up with me or any other DJ from New York is like a cool way to get it cracking. And any other DJ that comes to town, you know, like Drama or, you know, any other big DJ, if they come to town, you link up with them, switch numbers. It's really
networking.
Like a networking situation. And then eventually one thing will lead to the next. But you just got to keep hustling, because it took me like 10 years just to even get my name known. It should be a little faster now, because when I was coming up, there was no Twitter, there was no internet, there wasn't even any CDs. You know, we had like wax and going from show to show, DJing.
He was grinding hard.
I was DJing for like $200.
Wow.
Like, I was coming to Buffalo, for like, I think I met like Green Lantern in Rochester. And we were like DJ Zero. Like, he was nobody, I was nobody.
DJ Zero. I'm so mad.
Yeah, like, that's what I called myself back in the day. I was like, DJ Nobody. But I told me and Green Lantern, I was like, one day we're going to be big.
And look at you now.
One day DJing for Eminem, I DJ for 50, and we got radio show jobs. It's like, you got to keep hustling until it pops off. And Green Lantern is a perfect example, because it's kind of unfair to me, because I'm from New York and everything is in New York. But Green Lantern was from Rochester.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he found his way. I mean, he moved to New York and got his situation popping, but he really did the mixtape grind, and we linked up for me doing clubs. So you just either got to do clubs for free or DJ for $100. I don't know how it is now, but that's what I did back in the days. Obviously, recession and all that, prices are a little higher. You get $500 or whatever, but...
Yeah.
Just get your name out there, and then you got to get a personality. You can't be goofy looking. You got to be someone no matter what.
You got to be presentable, huh?
80% of the DJs out there are goofy, overweight, looking like a jerk. So I want to hang with you. You think Beyonce or Alicia Keys is going to hang with you? No. You want Alicia Keys to be like, yo, that's a cute looking guy right there. Who is that guy? But if you're goofy, you're like a jerk, no one's going to hang with you. And that's 80% of the DJs that's out there. You know? And then I learned from hanging with 50, who works out, and he's always conscious of his image. Everybody got to be like that. At the end of the day, you know, when you're on a flyer in Australia, the first thing they do is look at who the DJ is before they figure out if it's 50 Cent's DJ, or if it's Who Kid from something, or Who Kid from the commercial, or there's mad different reasons why people know me. But first thing they go look at is me. And if they see that I look like a goofball, I'm not going to hang with them.
That's so
Nobody's
true.
Nobody's going to hang with me. You got to, like, figure out. You got to be a hot DJ. You just got to rock the club. But you don't want to be a goofy guy.
Okay.
You know, women is the number one thing. Like, they always say sex is, like, you know, sexuality sells. But you just got to, like, be attracted to a female. You don't want to be attracted to the nerdy.
Okay, so you got to have that sex appeal, that look, that full package.
Sex appeal, but just decent. Ugly guys get girls, too. You just got to have some swag. But if you're a nerd or a goofball, nobody's going
to
hang with you.
Okay, so it's safe to say that these DJs got to have a full package. The image, the look, the style, and the, definitely the grind, right?
Yeah, ugly people get girls, too. You just got to get it. Come on, B.I.G. was the ugliest guy ever. He had unlimited women. He had swag. You just got to find it. You can't be the, you know, the 90% of the DJs out there that's lazy, practicing cutting in their mother's attic for like 20 hours. So, I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to be the guy that wanted to scratch or cut and win a trophy, win a turntable. I want to be the guy that hangs with movie stars, hang with rappers, get free music, get free products. I just got like a free hat right now.
It must be nice. Well, Wookie, I just want to say thank you so much. I'm about to get back on. I'm going to have to air your stuff. But real quick, I just want you to send a shout out to Adri V, the Go Getter Mix.
Shout out to Adri V. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.